Right, that was a whole load of fun, wasn't it? Now we get to leave Croke Park in the wet as well, just to cap it off. I can't stay on this too long because there's a lift waiting and the kids are going to get wet. But, you know, I think in summary we're well beaten. You know, we can't really have any complaints. 1-4 without reply in the second half tells its own story, and scoring 2 points in the entire half tells more of it, you know. So in that sense, I don't think we have any complaints. And I think really when the game went against us, you know, the worst of our approach to the game came out, you know, in terms of fear going forward and, you know, the lack of composure on the ball going forward compared to Cork getting more and more relaxed. I guess it's probably surprising we didn't lose by a bit more in the end, you know, we could have easily done. You know, and from half time, things were okay, even though we were in trouble at midfield. It was obvious by half time we were in trouble at midfield, and why we waited until the restart, you know, 10 minutes after restart before Pat Hart was brought in, is something that was hard to understand. And probably even more hard to understand is why do you bring somebody like Richie Feeney on at 67 minutes gone, you know. But look, it's gone, it's another one, and we didn't do ourselves justice today, but you know, it's not the first time that has happened to us at Croke Park either. Anyway, that's it. I'll do more in the report later on. I'm really looking forward to that. But first, I've a walk in the wet and the rain to deal with. That's it. No happy ending, folks.